conversation about the mother continent continues. And today we want to focus on a subject that is significant to the continent, currencies. One of the legacies of colonization is that all African countries inherited currencies that they did not create. And these currencies have become the medium via which the economies of African countries are judged and the media via which Africans conduct commerce. Today, there are nearly 42 different currencies in the continent of Africa. And this in and of itself creates an environment that is very volatile because these currencies are not in many ways determined in terms of their value from the countries that run them. So that many African central banks may know the volume of money that is in the market. Many African countries may know the currencies that they want printed. But the most important thing that they ought to know, which is how do we control these currencies, is controlled from elsewhere. We already know, for example, that in most of the former French colonies, the 14 of them in most of the Sahelian region and in Central Africa, most of the currencies are controlled from Paris, and there is a common currency called the CFA franc. The question is, therefore, how can Africa control her economy in an environment where she does not control her currency? And since the year 1972, many African countries have pegged their currencies on the United States dollar. And the United States dollar is a fiat currency. It is a currency that is not backed by any resources. It migrated long ago from the days of Richard Nixon, from the gold standard, and they can print as much as they desire, and most of it finds its way in the continent of Africa as the medium of transaction. There are countries in Africa, for example, Zimbabwe, which for a long time used the American dollar as the currency of trade. And in many African countries, on a daily basis, the central banks determine the strength or otherwise of their currencies depending on the mood of the dollar. As the saying goes, when the dollar sneezes, African currencies go into a coma. And this is something that is undesirable. If you are not in control of your currency, it means that you cannot control your economy. And you will find, for example, in many African countries, even when loans are being borrowed from multilateral institutions such as the International Monetary Fund or the World Bank or even the European Union, the denominated currency is the United States dollars and, of course, recently the euro. The question that Africa must therefore ask is, how can we have an economy or economies which are dictated to from outside? I remember so very fondly and famously this statement of Ghana's Kwame Nkrumah: seek ye first the political kingdom and the rest will come unto you. We sought and obtained possibly the political kingdom, but the economic kingdom has not come because we are not in control of our currencies. And one may ask, why must we be in control of our currencies? We must be in control of our currencies because it is the medium of exchange. We must be in control of our currency because it is what determines how our economy is going to interact with the rest of the world. We must be in control of our economy because it is the summation of the goods and services that are available within a country. We must control our currency because when we borrow, how we are burdened by borrowing is determined by the character of our currencies. And many African countries indeed have recognized the need to have currencies that are strong. It is in that regard that there has been a spirited move to have common currencies in the region. The East African countries have always wanted to move towards a common currency. And it must be remembered, until 1977, the three East African countries of Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania had a common currency, which they pretty much controlled and which pretty much ensured that their economies were stable. We, of course, dissolved the East African community, and now there is once again a move towards having a common currency. In the West African region, until recently, there was a move to have a currency called the ECO, but that was torpedoed from Europe, as we know, particularly from Paris, and that was dead on arrival. And we, in the Central African region, we now know, with the recent events in Niger, in Mali and Burkina Faso, there is an attempt to create a currency that will cover that region. And one hopes that ultimately there will be a currency that is going to envelop the entire continent of Africa, so that Africans can transact without the midwifery of a currency whose printing they do not control, of a currency whose value they cannot determine, of a currency which can be put into their markets and which can distort the markets in a manner that affects the economies of those countries or African countries, by way of undermining their gross domestic product and indeed undermining their purchasing power. One of the things that I know, for example, now is that Africans in the diaspora are now trying to come up with a currency which is denominated through resources such as solar. And I know, for example, that Zimbabwe has recently introduced a currency called the ZiG, which is denominated against the gold standard. And one hopes and, of course, believes that if this is coordinated, Africa will move from the Tower of Babel, in which she now finds herself, where one moves from one country, you move from Kenya, you find the Ugandan shilling, the Tanzanian shilling, the Dilasi, the Naira, the Cedi, the Birr, and the Kwanza. This kind of scenario is not good for African economies. And the sooner we migrate from this environment, from multiple currencies, which are easy to manipulate, the safer Africa will be. It is important to talk about and to reiterate the fact that if indeed Africa wants to give practical meaning to Africa continental free trade area, it can only succeed if there is a common currency which is in use throughout the continent of Africa. If we are going to have an Africa continental free trade area which is underpinned by the United States dollar or is underpinned by the euro, then we are going nowhere, because economic domination will be determined by the currency that you are using on a daily basis. And a decision must be made at the level of the African Union that we must migrate from the dollar as the standard of determining the strength or otherwise of our currencies, and also migrate from the euro, so that whichever currency we create in the African continent, whether it is the Afro or whichever name we use, is going to be at the same table as other currencies, whether that currency is the dollar, whether that currency is the euro, whether that currency is the yuan, whether that currency is the rupee, whether that currency is the ruble, so that when those currencies meet in the international market, we are able to say that Africa is using a medium of trade which she controls and whose value she can determine. So from where I sit, if Africa is to realize her potential, one of the things that must be dealt with is currency. Let us migrate from these 42 currencies that we have today. Let us move towards a single currency, and let us move, if we can't do it in one fell swoop, let it start regionally. And once we have it regionally, then we will have a single currency, and let it be time bound. And in my view, in the next 10 to 15 years, we have a single currency, so that we don't denominate it it with other foreign currencies, then we can begin to talk meaningfully of a continent that is moving economically in the right direction. We can begin to talk about a continent that is talking about Agenda 2063, whose economy is not dependent upon a foreign currency. We can begin to talk about Africa continental free trade area, where somebody has a common currency which is used from Cape to Cairo, a common currency which is used from Addis Ababa to Dakar in Senegal, a common currency that is used in Kinshasa and also used in Marrakesh in Morocco. That is the kind of environment in which we should be operating, because currency is one of the keys that opens the doors of economic liberation. Africa must do that in order to gain economic liberation. Thank you very much. See you again as we continue with our conversations about the things that touch the continent of Africa.